call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I found it an interesting day. It's the weather's becoming warm again. I don't take cold like I used to. And so I'm encouraged by that. I have my windows open, and it's now pouring rain. We just had some thunder. But because of the way that the house is, there's the overhang. I have one set of windows that they're open. So it's a delight. It's a wonderful place. It's a place that could be shared. But it was interesting. It's ironic today, because it's so warm, I didn't put a shirt on this morning. I've been shirtless all day. I don't know if I've ever done that before. Very strange. I found an interesting dialogue that I think you might want to consider. This was a comment made, from this China Uncensored, podcast video that I find interesting. He goes overboard in a few areas, but I think he's also still very enlightening. It reminded me of dialogue when we were hosting International Fellowship. I was talking with a gentleman from China, and a comment was made. I don't remember exactly the comment or his response, but I remember his physical and emotional reaction, because it was a challenge to his country, and his response was almost of astonishment, and of course not. China is wonderful. And it wasn't pushed, so it was stated, saw the reaction, and it went no further. But I think about that. Because the one comment is that he makes is that people from China, when they go out of the country and they hear things that challenge the country, they react like this guy did. Because his statement was, it's hard to find out that you've been lied to all your life. And, you know, that makes sense. I look at the things that I believed for so long that may have taken decades to find out, oh, my understanding was wrong. And you don't give that up lightly. And I don't think you should, but at the same time, when challenged, a rational human being, which is obviously an interesting question there, would say, okay, you're challenging my understanding. Let me, you know, well, let's see. We have the model of 1 Peter 3:15. Where you responded, given a challenge on why we're supposed to respond. That's where we get the apologetics idea. Well, obviously the institutional church doesn't do that. It's our way or the highway. And I wonder about my own kids. Are my kids going to be like when one day they find out they've been lied to all their lives? You know, especially Zadok, because clearly, can you imagine what will happen one day when he finds out? One day, maybe he's an adult, and somehow he acquires the library that's online, and see that his dad was trying to promote Christ, obedience to the Lord, why the Lord is who he claims he is, how much he loves his wife, and how he wanted to restore his family. What's that going to do to him? I think of those things a lot. Obviously, Zadok is the most significant example. George is, I assume graduating from high school here shortly. And stepping out into the world. Into what? Into higher education? I wouldn't push into that. Into what? Hopefully not the military. What? What is my George? What is in his mindset? Especially considering the last several years, 7 years, I would suggest he's been lied to. What happens to my George? You're my kids too. They're not just kids down the street or somebody in this other world. They're my kids. And I love them. And my wife, Dorothy Jane, I love you too.